Pause on campus, the rise of dog-friendly universities. Imagine walking through the university campus with your furry best friend by your side. The thought of attending lectures, studying in the library, and even relaxing in dorm rooms with your canine companion seems like a dream come true for many students. As the world becomes more pet-friendly, several universities have embraced the idea of welcoming dogs on campus, and in this blog post, we'll explore the benefits and challenges of this doggone delightful trend, along with some examples of universities that have opened their doors to canine companions. The power of pet therapy. Universities have recognized the stress-relieving benefits of pet therapy, and many have implemented programs that bring therapy dogs to campus. These adorable, four-legged stress busters help students cope with the pressures of academic life and can improve mental health and overall well-being. For example, Yale Law School has a therapy dog in residence named Monty, who is available for students to interact with during designated hours. Emotional support animals. More and more students are relying on emotional support animals to help them navigate the challenges of college life. Universities have begun to accommodate these animals, allowing students to live in on-campus housing with their ESAs and even attend classes alongside them. Stevens College in Missouri is one such institution that allows ESAs in dorm rooms and has even designated a specific residence hall for pet owners. Canine companions for faculty and staff. It's not just the students who benefit from having dogs on campus. Faculty and staff members can also enjoy the perks of bringing their furry friends to work. A dog-friendly campus environment fosters a sense of community, encourages social interaction, and promotes a positive work-life balance. At the University of Northern Colorado, faculty and staff are permitted to bring their dogs to work, provided they follow specific guidelines and receive approval from their department. Creating dog-friendly spaces. Universities are investing in dog-friendly spaces, such as designated dog parks, pet waste stations, and even pet-friendly water fountains. These amenities help create a welcoming environment for dogs and their owners, making the campus a more inclusive and enjoyable place for everyone. For example, near the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, there is a public dog park that offers a convenient space for students, faculty, and staff to take their dogs for exercise and socialization. Challenges and considerations. While the idea of a dog-friendly campus is undoubtedly appealing, there are challenges and considerations to keep in mind. Not all students and staff are comfortable around dogs, and some may have allergies or cultural reasons for avoiding contact with them. Universities must strike a balance between accommodating dog owners and respecting the needs and preferences of the entire campus community. Universities leading the pack. Several universities have embraced dog-friendly policies and programs, setting a standard for other institutions to follow. For instance, Eckerd College in Florida allows pets, including dogs, in designated pet-friendly housing and even has a pet graduation ceremony for students and their pets. Similarly, Lees McRae College in North Carolina is known for its pet-friendly campus, allowing dogs in designated dorms and offering a dog park for playtime. The shift towards dog-friendly universities is a testament to the growing appreciation of the benefits that pets can bring to our lives. As more institutions open their doors to canine companions, we can expect to see happier, healthier, and more engaged campus communities. With wagging tails and wet noses, dogs are truly making their mark on the world of higher education.